Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A year ago, law school student Sandra Fluck's name was known primarily to family, friends, and fellow law school students. Rush Limbaugh changed all that. We'll talk with Ms. Fluck about how her life has changed since in a few minutes. But first, Teach for America, TFA, has a new executive director here in St. Louis. Brittany Packnett is a St. Louisan and former TFA instructor. None of this seems unusual given her bloodline. Her mother is Gwen Packnett, Assistant Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Joining me to talk with Ms. Packnett is St. Louis Public Radio Fellowship producer Erin Williams. Ladies, I welcome you both. Nice to have you here. And Brittany, welcome home.
Thank you so much. Glad to be home. Glad to be here.
You've been on the job for 4 months now.
4 whole months, yes.
give us a quick overview of TFA in St. Louis and what its presence is like.
Sure. So we've been here for 11 years, and during that time, we've really been committed to a very simple idea. And it's the idea that every child across the city of St. Louis deserves an equal and an excellent education. And so what that means is that we know that children living north of Del Mar are just as smart and talented and capable as the children living south of Del Mar. And so we want to make sure that they have equal educational opportunities. And so Teach for America does that really in two ways. The first is that we get the most committed, passionate, intelligent young people that we can to commit at least 2 years to teaching in schools in and around St. Louis. And then those folks turn into really strong education leaders. So a lot of them stay in the classroom for longer. Many of them become our principals. They become people who are down in Jefferson City working on education policy and really looking at the issue of educational equity from all sides. So we're 600 strong here in St. Louis.
600. It's grown very quickly, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
What are their qualifications? What qualification do they have to have? And what about certification? Is that an issue?
Certainly. So that's a great question. We are really excited about the model that we use to attract and retain talent. So we're looking for a really special group of people who have a lot of respect for people growing up in low-income and high-need communities, people who have a real understanding of the issue of educational equity, and also people who have incredible critical thinking and reasoning skills, people who are great presenters and connect with people and build relationships well. And also, really, one of our most important traits that we look for is what we call grit. So people who can face obstacles, really stand them down and excel in the face of those, because teaching in public schools is hard. And there are plenty of people who've been doing it for a long time that will tell you the same thing. And so we need people who are ready to face those obstacles and create dramatic academic change for students. In terms of certification, we actually partner with the University of Missouri-St. Louis so that our 200 teachers that are currently in the program are all engaged in additional coursework. So they're receiving training and support from Teach for America directly, and they're also attending classes in the School of Education at UMSL to further enhance their study and their practice.
How are they received by the permanent teachers?
Certainly. Well, one of our core values, as we call them, is respect and humility. So as I said, there are people who've dedicated their entire lives to this. I had a really wonderful chance to have lunch with President Mary Armstrong from the Teachers Union, and she's just been doing this for decades. And she has so much wisdom and has we have so many lessons to learn from people like President Armstrong. And so really that's the way that we send our teachers into schools. I mean, they are there working alongside veteran educators every single day, learning what they can from them. So we're really partners in this work. And that's how we treat it, and that's how we treat our colleagues.
Is your only presence north of Del Mar?
So our presence actually is extended across the city. So we're in St. Louis Public Schools. We're also in a number of charter schools in the city. And we're also in North St. Louis County, so Riverview Gardens, Normandy, and Hazelwood School Districts.
All right. Well, quite a project, and it certainly has a wonderful national reputation.
Absolutely.
Erin?
Now, Brittany, you yourself are a Teach for America alum, and you spent time in D.C. before coming back home to St. Louis. What advantages do you feel that you have, having been born and raised here, in addressing what our schools need as opposed to an outsider?
Certainly. Well, you know, the reason why I came home is because this is my city. These are my people. This is also deeply personal to me. So when I walk into classrooms, I was just at Normandy High School this morning. I was at Bush Middle School last week. And when I walk into those classrooms, I'm looking at the children of people that I went to church with, right? People that I grew up down the street from. And so this is all deeply personal. And when you understand the context and the history of St. Louis, why our culture and our schools are the way that they are, you really are able to reach students in a new way. And so it's an incredible honor and a privilege for me to be home and doing this work for people that I care so much about. But really, when we bring in core members, a lot of them are going to school here in St. Louis. Some of them themselves are St. Louis natives. Some of them go to WashU and SLU and UMSL. And some of them, yes, are coming from outside of the state of Missouri. But what we do is we make sure that we entrench them as much as possible in the history and culture and the people of St. Louis so that they can have that same perspective as they're dealing with our kids.
How heavy do the ideals of race and class continue to play in the classrooms, and are they impeding or fueling students' growth?
That is a great question. And when you look at the history of public education in St. Louis and around the nation, it's impossible to deny the impact of race and class and privilege, really, as it has impacted public education. So it, of course, continues to impact what we do every single day. What that means for Teach for America is that we are adamant about developing really culturally competent and responsive teachers. So it's important to know the history and the context of St. Louis. It's also important to understand who you are and what experiences you bring into the classroom such that you can relate to and understand your students in a new way and through the lens of how you've grown up. And so, you know, I think that we know that there are additional barriers for children growing up in poverty. We know that oftentimes, especially in the city of St. Louis, those happen to be children of color quite often. But there's no impediment there to me that I don't think that can be overcome, especially when you have excellent teachers and excellent people leading schools. And they come from all walks of life. They're coming from all backgrounds. They're coming from Teach for America and from traditional programs. But when they are committed to setting the highest possible bar they can for every single student, regardless of that child's background or their zip code, we know that every kid can reach that bar. And so when people are committed to that, change is possible.
What is the biggest challenge that these young people face coming into the system?
Certainly. You know, I think I honestly see our biggest challenge as our biggest opportunity. So as I've been out these last 4 months and listening to parents and community leaders, pastors, business leaders, teachers, there is a buzz in this city. There are people who are saying that they are excited about the stability that we've now found. They're excited about the attention that is being paid to education in the city, as we heard in the mayoral debate last night. And they're saying, what's next? What can we do to, again, set that bar as high as possible and really move rapidly toward it? So, you know, the barrier is if we continue to allow the status quo to dictate how we operate, then we're in trouble. But I really don't hear anybody who's excited about following the status quo. I really am just hearing all across the community that people are ready and willing and anxious to move as far and as fast as possible.
I'd have to think that if the Teach for America volunteers have as much enthusiasm and excitement as you have, it's going to go just fine.
I appreciate that from
here on out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, the Teach for America program in St. Louis has expanded from 33 to 190 teachers in the time that it's been here. Is it focused more on growing its numbers or reaching more schools?
So we're really focused on having the best impact that we possibly can. We only enter schools and districts where we are invited. So we have principals and superintendents who are saying, we want to partner with Teach for America. We want your talent here. And we want them to be partnering with the colleagues that we have doing this work. And so as we continue to listen to parents and our neighbors and our superintendents about what they want, we will continue to work to address that need, whatever that size dictates. But really, as I said, we know that we've got 190 teachers in those classrooms right now, but we've got nearly 400 alumni living and working in St. Louis and all of those other sectors I talked about earlier. So the impact is long-term when you think about the 2 years that people are spending in the classroom, many of them staying for longer, and then going on to work on education equity after those 2 years.
The system is largely unaccredited in St. Louis. It's making some progress, and some of the problems have been solved. How does this impact what you do and what your people do?
Sure. Our people are solely focused on student achievement. And so whatever relationships that we have to build and things that we have to learn to make that happen, that's what we do. And so accredited, provisionally accredited, unaccredited, we just know that we need to send our people into the classroom prepared every single day to set a really high bar for their students and make sure that their students are excited about that bar and moving as fast as they can toward it. So, you know, when we think about how that might impact our numbers, we're continuing to have those conversations with a lot of people. But every single day, we're just thinking about how effective our teachers can possibly be.
But how can you assess that effectiveness?
That's a great question. So there are three states nationally that evaluate the quality of a teacher preparation program: Louisiana, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And in all three of those states, Teach for America is consistently ranked at the top or near the top of those teacher providers. So we know that Teach for America is providing excellent talent for schools, period. But what that means to me in St. Louis is going into places like Normandy High School this morning, into Mr. Jones's classroom. He teaches an all-male classroom, and they were learning English and engaging with an article about Newark, New Jersey. So they were engaging with really difficult, rigorous nonfiction text, and they were having a really enlightened discussion about what that means, how it relates to their own lives. They were using really high-level language. And so we know we've got great data that shows us that our teachers are effective, but I see it when I walk into Mr. Jones's classroom.
That's great to hear.
In this first year, what do you feel that your short-term goals are?
I'm sorry?
I said in this first year, what do you feel that your short-term goals are?
So I've been listening a lot. I am from St. Louis, but again, I was in D.C. for the last few years and learning a lot and just learned so much from the students that I taught myself at King Elementary. But now that I'm back, I'm listening a lot to what folks want and what they need and what they're ready to contribute. Like I said, people are excited to move. I've been listening to kind of what's next. And as Teach for America, we're really working hard to establish our vision. So both short term and long term, what do we see to be possible in our classrooms and in this city? And what role are we going to play in making that happen? How are we going to increase the effectiveness of our teachers? How are we going to continually set up our alumni to be highly effective in whatever sector, really just on behalf of the kids that we love and that we serve?
You're listening to Brittany Packnett, who is a new executive director of Teach for America here in St. Louis. We're talking about that organization and her role in it and the role of those volunteers who are part of that. With me in studio to talk with Brittany, Aaron Williams of the St. Louis Public Radio staff here. We have to take a break. We'll do that and continue our conversation. We'd like to bring you into it. If you have questions about this organization's TFA, Teach for America, give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. We'll take a tweet at STL on Air, and you can reach us through Facebook. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again and welcome back as we continue our conversation with Brittany Packnett, the new executive director of Teach for America here in St. Louis. She's been on a job for 4 months now. With me in studio to talk to Brittany is Aaron Williams of St. Louis Public Radio. Brittany, what can Teach for America volunteers bring to the classroom that regular teachers can't?
That is a tough one. You know, I think it's just additional perspective. There are incredible veteran educators and principals out there working in classrooms every single day. And so I think when you are able to marry a new perspective with all of that knowledge and wisdom, really powerful things can happen inside of schools.
What is the average age? Could you tell me of your volunteers? Roughly?
So we actually have quite a few people who are coming from an undergraduate institution of education.
Sure.
But we have a growing number of people who are what we call second career professionals. So people who have worked in another industry and realize, you know, I really can have an impact in classrooms. A lot of those people are coming from science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field, which is incredibly exciting because we know nationally and in St. Louis that is a real high needs area. So about 60% of our teachers in St. Louis are teaching science or math in some form from elementary all the way through high school. And so we've got a lot of people who are coming in with some professional experience to fuel the education that they're able to provide.
Do you feel that you are able to sympathize more with teachers, having been one for yourself for those 2 years?
Oh, absolutely. Teaching is, and probably for the rest of my life, will be the hardest job I've ever had. It is harder than the role that I'm in right now. It is taxing, right? It's physically taxing. It's emotionally taxing because you get so connected with your kids. It is a it's a very intellectual pursuit, which I think we sometimes forget to talk about. But when you are thinking about how to break a concept down such that someone can understand it and know it for the rest of their lives, that's incredibly difficult. So I just have an utterly deep respect for teachers. My mother, as you mentioned, is an educator by background. My father taught at the collegiate level. So I have an incredible respect for educators and what they do because I did it, and it's tough.
We have a number of folks who want to get into this conversation, Brittany Packnett. Let's bring them in, and we'll start with Katie calling from Webster Groves. Katie, thanks for being with us. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to agree with a lot of what she just said about teaching being the most difficult job there is. I have been a certified middle and high school teacher for the past 4 years here in St. Louis. But I guess I'm bringing a different perspective in that I'm finding it incredibly difficult to find a teaching job, especially in the urban areas, which is where I want to be working, because Teach for America teachers seem to be sort of taking over. So I guess my question is it fair to have certified teachers be basically taking a back seat for Teach for America candidates?
Sure, that's a great question. First of all, just thank you for what you do. I just said teaching is hard, and I mean it, and so I really appreciate that you have dedicated your life to this. I think it's important to note and just bring some clarity around how Teach for America teachers are actually selected for their roles. So there's no special agreement. What happens is we are invited by school districts and individual schools to partner with them, but really to compete for roles. So our teachers are district employees just like every other teacher. They have to submit their resumes, interview with principals, and go on as many interviews as is necessary to achieve that job. So, you know, we're actually not blocking other people from roles. We're competing right alongside other folks.
Okay, Katie?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to Maggie in Eureka. Maggie, go ahead.
Hi. My brother-in-law was Teach for America, Harvard graduate, and went to the slums of Los Angeles some 10 years ago, I guess now. But the reason I'm calling is because I was just curious if there was some sort of economic benefit, like relief from student loans or anything. I had heard that if you volunteered for Teach for America after graduating from college, that you might get some relief from student loans and as a student loan holder. I just didn't know if that was still available for future college graduates.
Certainly. Well, glad to hear about your brother. Glad to hear that you might be interested. Teach for America is a partner nationally with AmeriCorps. And so what happens is when you come into Teach for America, you're able to defer your current student loans for the time that you are teaching. And once you are done with Teach for America and have successfully completed those 2 years, you'll receive the same AmeriCorps Education Award that City Year volunteers do in other AmeriCorps VISTAs. So what that means is that there is potentially some relief from student loans. So you can use that education award toward past education, future advanced education. But of course, if you are in teaching from any background and you stay in the profession for around 5 years or more, there are a lot of opportunities for you to receive some student financial relief.
Do you feel that the teachers here who, after they've done their 2 years, feel that they still have work left to do?
Absolutely. We still have over 150 of our alums still in classrooms, many of them in the very classrooms and schools that they started it off in. So people are saying, yes, I still have more work to do. I love these kids. I love this community. And I want to stick around and be of value and be of service.
Well, what do they do? Do they remain in the classroom or do they do something else that is of value and service?
Certainly. So a lot of them remain in the classroom. Mm. A lot of them also continue on kind of in school-based work. So they'll become instructional coaches and principals themselves. We have some alum here who've started Inspire St. Louis, which is a program that helps to get promising eighth graders into the best high schools across the city. And four of our alums started that program. So they're finding wherever that impact needs to be made and filling that need.
Right. Let's go back to the phones. Aaron, just give me 1 second to take a call from Barbara, then we'll come back to you. Go ahead, Barbara. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My experience through a friend of my son's, actually, who is currently in Teach for America up in Baltimore, has been very different. First of all, they went to the training, and that's a, you know, day, whole summer program. And they had people, you know, like that were going to be teaching in preschool, in high school, being taught how to teach high school. It was very disorganized. It was very not focused on what they were trying to get that particular student into as a teacher. And then they, she went to, she's currently teaching in Baltimore in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, is in a classroom setting in a school where there is no support from the hierarchy. You know, they have to have a certain curriculum that they teach, and it's specified, and then they get set the tests and are told when the tests will be given. But embedded in that plan, there's nothing that deals with the fact that they have students that, you know, don't come, they act out, and there's nothing to help that situation. So they are off schedule, and then, of course, the tests still are going to come on schedule. There's a lot of things that seem to be very disorganized and not set into the environment, and I was wondering how that differs in St. Louis.
Sure. So, you know, challenges in public education, a lot of them are consistent across the country. But what we know about all of those kids in those classrooms is that they're brilliant and they're curious and they want to learn. And so what we work to do in St. Louis and our colleagues in Baltimore and all around the country is to set up our teachers as best as possible to find the resources that are necessary to address whatever specific issues they're seeing in their classroom. Teach for America teachers also receive a great deal of additional support. So there is the summer training that you talked about. There's also a lot of pre-work that happens before that summer training. And they're in classrooms and observing and doing a lot of work themselves and then reach that time of that training. And then throughout the 2 years that they're in Teach for America are consistently getting additional professional development and support. So that teacher that you're talking about in Baltimore and all of our teachers down here in St. Louis have people who coach them one-on-one and who visit their classrooms and work with them on specific issues, lesson planning, classroom management. Those teacher coaches are also working with the instructional coaches at the schools and the principals to make sure that the coaching mechanisms and messages are really aligned and that teachers are getting all of the support that they need from everyone that they can receive it from. And they're also receiving additional professional development together. So we gather all of our high school teachers together, all of our elementary teachers together. They're going to classes together at UMSL. So there's really a breadth of support and additional training that we're making sure to give our teachers. And we're also making sure that they know how to seek that and find that within the system.
Erin, I think we have time for one more question.
Well, I wanted to ask, I know that this program has been around in St. Louis for 11 years. You've been doing this for 4 months. When will you feel that you have made a difference? When will you feel that you have finally arrived and established yourself in this role?
Yeah, I in this particular role, I will feel that way when we have a very clear vision for what Teach for America needs to do. And when we have parents and civic leaders, business leaders, pastors, and students themselves deeply invested in what is possible for this city. And so ultimately, when we've got every single child that can receive a great education, regardless of their zip code or how much money their parents can afford to spend, then we will have known that we will have accomplished our goal. But it's going to take the entire community to make that happen.
One quick final thought with regard to volunteers. Can you put out something right now to encourage people to give you a call?
Certainly. Yeah. So if you log on to www.teachforamerica.org, there's information on our application process. Our final deadline is actually coming up this Friday, I do believe.
Oh, wow.
I think it's this Friday. So there's a lot going on. It is an incredibly rigorous process, but I certainly encourage people to go check that out. But really, you know, if Teach for America is not the path for you, take a walk down your street and go to your neighborhood school. Find out what they need. Find out how you can help in those classrooms. Every child deserves our best, and so however you can give that, we'd love to have you.
Brittany Packnett, thanks so much for being with us. We wish you great success with Teach for America here
thank
in St. Louis.
Thank you so
Louis.
Much.
Nice
thanks seeing for having
you.
Me. Erin,
thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And coming up, Sandra Fluck. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.